By the way, they found a body in Central Park, a body of a 25-year-old in Central Park with a rope around his neck. And it wasn't Jussie Smollett, but they don't know who the hell it was. They haven't released the name. So anyway, back to this, you know, whipping Haitians hoax. It never happened. It is a lie. And like I said, these media people, they never learn, and these politicians never learn. It always bites them in the ass in the end. The NASCAR news hoax, again, remember they obsessed over that? Never happened. And of course, you go back to the collusion hoax, the Nazis are very fine people hoax. Hoax, 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 hoax. Hoaxes, hoaxes, hoaxes. Anyway, Maxine didn't stop a Maxine Waters from flapping her big mouth yesterday. Take a listen to her.
What the hell are we doing here? What we witness takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys with their reins again whipping black people.
So whipping black people. I mean, they can't get any more incendiary than that and any more false. Not even close. But they did suspend, not suspend, they actually took these mounted Border Patrol agents, took them out of the field and put them at desk jobs. And I said this yesterday, that these guys will be, they'll lose their jobs quicker than the generals, than the bungling, the doofus Austin and the General Thoroughly Woke Milley. These guys who droned an innocent family, killed 7 kids. And an aid worker, of course, who was allied with the United States, killed 10 people in total, a whole family, and no accountability. But these border agents, already, they've been pulled off the field. The selective outrage is unbelievable. Well, yeah, listen, Cut 7, Jen Psaki talks about these border agents being put on leave. Take a listen.
This has been an incredibly heart-wrenching issue. We've watched the photos of Haitians gathering under a bridge, many with families, and the horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people. Those individuals were placed on administrative leave and will not be interacting with any migrants.
Unbelievable lie. Complete lie. Just like she said, lied the other day about, Cut 17. Just for the hell of the fun, play this Cut 17 about these Haitian migrants don't need to get vaccinated. I mean, they lie with impunity. Just lie with impunity, despite evidence to the contrary and despite the demonstrably provable falsity of their statements. She said this to this guy, Peter Ducey from Fox News, about the vaccinations. I mean, it bears replaying because it's so jaw-dropping. Take a listen.
If somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter.
Let me explain to you, Peter.
Works.
Let me explain to
as
you, Peter. Stupid.
As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
Really? Then what the hell do you think they're coming here? Again. I guess she was stuck. Maybe she didn't know. She's just not going to say, you know, I don't know, Peter. That's a good question. We're really hypocrites, really, when it comes to vaccines and forcing vaccines on people. So she just lies. She just completely flat out lies. And that's why these people, they have contempt. They have disdain for us, for the American people. They think we're stupid. And they're so arrogant. They're so cocky. They know that the media is going to not call them to account. And it really, I mean, it's just everything. You get the feeling that everything in this country is just falling the hell apart, falling apart at the seams. I do. I really do. I get that feeling everywhere you look, left, right, between the crime, the inflation, of course, the border, Afghanistan disaster, just total incompetence instead of, concentrating on defeating, say, the Taliban or keeping them at bay, I should say. That's really what we were doing. They're worried about the critical race theory, teaching the military all this woke crap. And the same thing in schools, teaching kids everything. The bad guy, the good guys are the bad guys now. The police, of course. Despite the 9/11 commemoration where for a day or two or a couple of days, we hold the police and firemen in high regard. But that's over. Back to, you know, how you know, it harkens back to slavery. In fact, the Fredo said that yesterday as well. Fredo talked about this Haitian whipping hoax. He invoked slavery. A bunch of others did as well. But all the race baiting that's going on, the divisiveness, I just get that feeling that everything is falling apart in this country slowly. And again, there's not going to be any course correction until a year and 3 months from now when we have the 2022 election. I mean, that's a long time. That is a long, long time. If, again, they don't steal the elections in 2022, if that even happens, that's a long time away. Things can happen. A lot of things can happen. I mean, I guess that's why they're trying to perpetuate the whole China virus situation. They want to make sure that they're able to do the ballot harvesting and, you know, the mail-in ballots and all that crap that they successfully pulled off back in November of 2020. They want to do it again. I don't know. I'm starting to become really disillusioned and skeptical about the future of this nation, ladies and gentlemen. We have to hang in there and fight back, though. It is still the greatest nation in the history of the country. Speaking of vaccinations, yeah, they're trying to purge the military of anybody who doesn't want to take a vaccine because they think that anybody who doesn't want to take a vaccine is some sort of, you know, extremist, Trump supporter, all that stuff. And meanwhile, of course, they're wrong about that. Black Lives Matter came out with a statement saying that the vaccine mandates are racist. Black Lives Matter. I played a clip of this guy, Hawk Newsom, yesterday. He runs Black Lives Matter here in New York. And he says, listen, this is wrong. This is racist. So not exactly Trump supporters, folks. Not exactly right-wingers. And, of course, the New York City, a judge just ruled that the city can impose vaccine mandates on teachers. And the teachers are very, very upset. The teachers' unions are very, very upset. Again, not right-wingers, not Trump supporters. So they're wrong about that, but they're thinking in doing it with the military is to purge them. A lot of Navy SEALs, hundreds of Navy SEALs actually leaving the military. And check this out. They're getting dishonorable discharges for not getting dishonorable discharges. I mean, you know how that affects you in life for the rest of your life? That's almost worse than like a bank robbery conviction, having a dishonorable discharge hanging over you for the rest of your life. It's just awful. On the Bernie and Sid Show, 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Sid is out today, but he'll be back tomorrow. And regarding the rain, folks, after the rain leaves tomorrow in the midday, it's going to be a stretch of beautiful days. I'll be right back.